Glory be to God. And I was thinking about this song I used to sing. Well, I still sing it when I get a chance, every chance to get.
All right. Bless you.
And you know that it's everything that happened to me. God did
it. That was good. That was good. God
did it. That was good. He did it, you know? Mm-hmm. Everything. Mm-hmm. And I just want to sing a little bit of that this morning. Hallelujah. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Yes, he did. He picked me up, turned me all around, placed my feet on solid ground. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it.
God did it.
I said everything that happened to me that was good, God did it.
God did
I know it.
Did. Oh, yes, he
oh,
did.
Oh, everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. I know he did.
God did. Oh, yes, he did it.
And I thought I couldn't get well, but he healed my body. And now I can tell that everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. I know he did it.
Oh, yes, he did it.
And I thank him for it.
God did it.
God did it.
Oh, yes, he did it.
And I know he did.
God did it. Oh, yes, he did it.
And turned me
God
around.
God did it.
He placed my feet
oh, yes, he did it.
On solid ground.
God
he
did it.
Me when I was sick.
God did it.
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 I went to a
God
clinic
to
find out he could
right,
save me. I went to
God
a lawyer
did it.
To find out he
oh,
could
yes, he did it.
I went to my
God did it.
Sat down and I talked
God
to
did it.
I found
God
out
did it.
They couldn't
God did it.
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 Who made the mountain?
God did it.
Who made the tree?
God did it.
Who made the river?
God did it.
Flow out to the sea?
God did it.
Who hung the moon?
God did it.
Starry sky?
God did it.
Who made the rain?
God did it.
For the robbers?
God did it.
God did it.
Oh yes, he did it.
God
did it.
God did
it.
God did it.
Oh, yes, he did
it. And I said,
God
Yeah.
God did it.
God did it.
All right, now.
God hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
By the button, yeah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, he did.
Thank you.
Glory. Oh, yes, he did.
Thank you.
Yes, he did. Glory. Hallelujah.
Another day the Lord has kept us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm glad about it. I don't know about you.
Hallelujah.
Glad to be in the land of the living.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And so I'm glad to be, see each and every one of you and to fellowship with you today. We've got on this 325th of the year.
Yes, sir.
And God is yet blessing.
Amen.
And keep doing his thing.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And only he can do what he does.
Amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah. That's what makes him God.
Amen.
So this is another day the Lord has made.
Yes, sir.
May God and his brother rejoice and be glad that we're in this day.
Amen.
God, some praise in this, in your house today.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God.
Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Lord. Lord God and Creator. Hallelujah. He is our everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he wants to be that for us. We're just allowing him to do that because he can do things that we can't do.
Amen.
He can do things that we can't, which we could do, but he cannot. He's the only one can do it. Those things that
Amen. Amen.
Impossible.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
Is not impossible with him.
Amen.
And so we glorify God today for his wonderful works that he does for mankind.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Does this without reservation. Mm-hmm. He does it not based on how we've done.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I didn't do. But he does it out of what we call and know to be today as love.
Love.
Amen.
Love sees no evil, hears no evil, speaks no evil. Love is good and kind and patient and forgiving and understanding. Love is. Hallelujah. Able to look over our shortcomings.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And see our need.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's what love is. And we need to be loving God. The only way we can love God is to love the people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we glorify God today and allowing us to be in the number Amen. One more time.
Yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Anybody glad to be here?
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
That's
right.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I have been some mountains and wide has been some valleys. Praise God, and deep has been some oceans and seas. Mm-hmm. But God brought us through this and they brought us through that. Mm-hmm. And he continued to do that over and over and over again.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
So we will bless him. Hallelujah. David said, with all my soul, and all that's in him will praise his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. He is worthy of our praise.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. So we praise God at this time for all he continues to do. And will do for us.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. At this time, we will. It gets already filling the song, so at this time we will have a prayer, a scripture first, and a prayer, and then affirmation of faith.
Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come and receive you unto myself, that where I am, that ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him.
Lord.
St. John 14, 1 through 7.
Oh, Heavenly Father, once again we come at humble as we lay high. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day.
Amen.
For you touching us, Lord, this morning with a finger of love. For you waking us up, Lord, in our right mind, giving us a heart and mind to come together as one.
Yes.
On Zoom, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Even though we cannot meet at the church at this time, we thank God for the opportunity to see one another, hear one another, to praise God and lift you up to the highest. Lord, for you are good and your mercy is everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, we ask you to touch each and every one, Lord. For you calling on your mighty name with humbleness. Help us to receive his word with understanding, with wisdom and knowledge, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because we realize, Lord, this may be our last day. We don't know what the rest of the day holds, but we're here to say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for keeping us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for leading and guiding us and directing us each and every day. Now help us to lift up your name to the highest, Lord. Help us, Lord, to do thy will. It's not about us, but it's all about you.
All about you, God.
And we realize that time is running up, and we got to get closer and closer to you, Lord.
Yes.
So, Lord, have mercy upon us all, Lord, and bless us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Affirmation of faith, Pastor. We believe that God is the Father Almighty and that he is the maker of heaven and earth, as the scripture has said. We believe in Jesus, that he is the Christ and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in his kingdom. He will come back as he promised to judge the world and deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, resurrection of the body, and eternal life for all true believers. Amen.
Amen.
One God, one faith, and one baptism.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. God. Praise God for the scripture, the prayer, and for the chant afterwards, the affirmation of faith and affirmation of faith as well. We're going to be prepared to continue in our service. Praise God. And we will call your attention to the book of St. Matthew, 16th chapter, and verse 13. Hey, everybody got that? St. Matthew, 16th chapter, verse 13.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. St. Matthew 16 and 13. When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that that I, the Son of Man, am. Ask someone, who are you?
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 Who are you? A personal question that needs an answer. Because we go around day to day, flipping and flopping like a chicken with the head cut off. Not having anything to keep you in line, not having anything to keep you stable. You just flopping around. Can't go nowhere because you ain't got no head. Mm-hmm. So the Lord will have us to remind you today, to remind yourself, who are you? Who are you? We get angry, we get upset, we get tense, we get impatient, we get a whole lot of things that's contrary to the word of God. Yeah. And it's all because we momentarily forget who we are. When we ask someone, who are you? You're telling them your first name and last name. And maybe you might say, I'm so-and-so daughter or so-and-so son. It may even include your occupation. Mm-hmm. And describing who you are. You tell them everything about you that will help them to home in on who you are, so they can recognize you. But we leave out the main thing. You tell them about your family, maybe even your family history. You tell them about where you live, how long you've been there. And we do all these things to identify ourselves. Okay. And what we are doing. Now, but we don't tell them your relationship with the Father. You tell them about your earthly father, but you don't tell them about your heavenly Father. You're leaving out the most important thing that identifies who you are. The name that your parents gave you is solid. But somebody else can come along and call you a different name. And you respond to it as if you don't know who you are. So Lord will have for you to be in recognition today and to realize who am I? Who am I? Am I everything people call me? Because we act like we're everything that they call us. So you one thing today, another thing tomorrow. And especially the black race. We not only get ourselves in an identity crisis, but we find ourselves in an identity crisis based on our nationality, our creed, our color. In my short lifespan, I've been nigger, negro, color, black, Afro-American, and everything but an American. Everything but a child of God.
All right, man. All right.
It seems like every 10 years, our nationality is changing. And that's a trick of the devil that keeps you confused. Mm-hmm. And as to who you are.
Yes.
And many people have died based on that fact. They don't know who they are.
Hello.
Or somebody called them something that they didn't think they were, but yet they were responded to it. When you respond to it, it makes it you.
That's right.
They call you somebody that's not you, but you are reacting to it.
That's right.
So that you must be thinking that you are that.
Yes.
You're not stabilized in who God said you are.
That's right.
So we need to find out who we are and stick with it.
Man.
Stop allowing other people to identify you based on what they believe, based on how they see things in the world, but based on their prejudice and their insecurities. They call you all these names because they are insecure.
Amen.
And if they get you confused, that makes them look like that they are stable.
Amen.
When you are the one jumping around with your head cut off, it makes them look like they are stable.
Yes.
Amen.
And so they keep that confusion going. Get the focus off of them and onto your shortcomings.
Mm-hmm.
But truth be told, they have the same shortcomings.
Amen. Yeah.
And they're trying to build their foundation based on who they identify you are as being. Amen. Beneath them,
so
below
true.
Them,
so
not
true.
Measured up to their ability, not doing what you can do according to what God said you could do.
Yes.
Because I don't know about you and the Bible that you read, but I read in my Bible, I can do all things.
Yes.
Amen.
Through Christ.
Yes.
That's breaking me.
Yes.
I can handle every situation with Christ.
Amen.
That's what I know. And that's what I believe. Amen. And so when people say things and do things that's contrary, it doesn't bother me.
Yes.
Because I know they're not talking about me.
All right. They're
not talking to me.
Amen.
So I don't have to answer.
That's right.
That's it.
To what they're saying.
Yes.
I don't have to dignify what they are saying.
Yes.
I Amen. Just need to know who I am.
Amen.
And stick with it.
That's
right.
You don't see the president being one thing today and another thing tomorrow.
Amen.
Just say something, stick with it, even that Donald Trump.
Amen.
He said something that was not right and he stuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
He's still saying it. So if he can do that with a lie, you ought to be able to do it, certainly ought to be able to do it with the truth.
Oh, that's right.
Amen.
Because the truth is the only thing that stands.
Yes.
Amen.
The truth is the only thing that lasts.
Yes.
The truth is the only thing that will take you from one place to another, and it will be solid ground where you're at and solid ground where you're going.
Amen.
The truth never changes.
That's right.
You can count on the truth.
Yes. Yes.
It will come out.
Amen.
By and by.
Amen.
Okay. The lie continues to change.
Yes.
Day after day.
Amen.
That's why they keep changing our name from one thing to another, because of the lie.
Amen.
You got to realize you are who God said you are.
Amen.
And you're nobody else.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah, you who God said, and God said you are the blessed seed of Abraham.
Amen.
Okay. You are the royal priesthood.
Amen.
You are a royalty.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And you are blessed.
Yes.
Jesus. And if you're blessed, you can't be cursed.
That's right.
So those other things that the devil tried to make you see as a curse in your life, it's a lie. You can't be blessed and cursed at the same time. And the scripture say, to on one occasion, when they were trying to get Baal to curse Israel people, he said, what God blessed can't be cursed.
That's right.
Man, that's right.
And I can't curse who God bless.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
But we go and allow that curse that they put on you with their mouth to stick with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, words are powerful. Okay. When I was growing up in school, elementary school and high school, we're getting our little scrapes. And we'll say, sticks and stones
may break my bones.
Uh-huh. But words never help. Never hurt.
Right.
Well, I grew up thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Words have hurt.
Uh-huh.
Words will hurt.
Yes.
Okay, words will destroy you.
That's right.
If you allow them to do that.
Yes.
Okay. Words have power as long as it has a believer.
Right.
Right now.
And when you don't believe it, it doesn't affect you in a way that it was intended to affect you. But words are powerful. Words are strong because the world and everything that's in it, the universe, the heavens, was formed by words. God said in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And he did so by saying, let there be. And then he named what he wanted to be. And as he named it, it became so.
Yes.
Words created the world.
Yes.
Words created you. Words created everything that exists in the world and in the heavens. Words are important.
Yes.
Words are powerful.
Yes.
But as I said earlier, to only those that believe.
Amen.
Because those words have given you power over the enemy.
Yes.
But if you don't believe that, it has no effect on you.
That's right.
It go by day by day, unused and unrealized. The power that you had in your hands and in your body and in your mind and your spirit for your victory and your deliverance this day has unslipped you by. Because you went through the day saying what you can't. We get up in the morning, we can't do this, we can't do that, we can't do other things, we can't take no more of this. We can't do no more of this. Okay? And when you use those words, they lock you in a position where you cannot be delivered until you have a change come in your life. Words are important.
Amen.
So you need to know, who am I? Who are you? Think about, who am I? Am I who God said I am? Am I the blessed seed of Abraham as God said I was? Am I that person that God said I can do all things with him, through him, by him? Am I that person that can climb the mountains that I come across in my journey to heaven? Am I the person that knows how to cross over the valleys? Am I that person that knows how to live holy? Am I that person that knows how to be as God said I could be? And as Paul enumerated in his book, in the book of Ephesians, that he can and learn how to be content in whatever state he finds himself in. Mm-hmm. Have you been able to realize that you are that person that can do the same thing that Paul went through and did? If Paul did it for Christ, you can do it. Because he has no respect for the person.
Amen.
He has no person that you can pick and choose. Yeah. What it does for one, can do for another.
Amen.
Did not he say you can ask anything?
Yes.
In his name?
Yes.
That is according to the will of God.
Uh-huh.
And he will give it to you.
Amen.
We ask, have not. Because we ask not.
Amen. Yeah.
Uh-huh. We don't ask because we don't think we got it.
Uh-huh.
We don't know who we are, but you is the Father's children. Uh-huh. You are sons and daughters of God.
Yes.
Amen.
That's what God said you are.
Uh-huh.
Sons and daughters of his.
Yes.
He made you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And not the world.
That's right.
He made you.
Amen. Thank you, God.
And made you his.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Your Father is the King of Kings.
All right now.
And Lord of Lords.
Yes. Yeah.
He is the supreme, almighty being.
Hallelujah.
Your Father is rich.
Amen.
And own cattle on thousands of hills.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Lord.
Because the earth is the Lord's.
Hallelujah.
And the fullness thereof.
Yes.
Jesus.
The world and they that dwell therein. Everything belongs to your Father.
Yes.
And you are the heirs.
Yes.
Of his kingdom.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Of his property.
Praise God. Mm-hmm.
Of his world.
Yes.
You are owners, not as we have here on this earth, because you put your name on something.
Amen.
And I'm the owner of it.
Oh, yes.
But you never really get to own anything here.
That's right.
Amen. That's right.
Okay. You can't take it with you. When you leave here, and if you're here, you may be living on it, living in it, but if you don't pay taxes,
amen.
Amen.
That's
So who are you? You're not here to claim Earth Kingdom.
Amen.
You're here to proclaim what God said he needs you to do. And that's to give him glory.
All right.
And you're here to glorify God. And not yourself.
All right.
Here to respond in a godly way.
Yes.
When somebody else called me something else other than what God said I was.
Yes.
Yeah,
I am to live and respond in a godly way.
Uh-huh.
What
yes.
Jesus do?
Yes.
In a situation like this. The Bible said when Jesus had entered the coast of Caesarea, said disciples saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
Uh-huh.
And they said, some say that you are John the Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
Some say that you are Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
Some say that you are Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Now Jesus said unto them, but whom do you say I am? It's all right to know what other people are thinking. But who do you think you are?
Uh-huh.
People are going to call you this and then call you that.
Yes.
But who? What do you think you are? Who you are?
Amen.
Who do you say you are?
Amen.
Are you what they said you are?
Yes.
Or are you what God said you are?
I am.
Who's report will you believe?
Uh-huh.
God's report or the man who is doing the devil's work report? Okay. Who am I?
Hallelujah.
I can act the right way.
Uh-huh.
I can say the right thing.
Uh-huh.
I can do the right thing. So who am I?
Amen.
I am blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
I'm blessed
yeah.
with friends' benefits.
Yeah.
I'm blessed with yeah. overflow.
Yeah.
I live in God's overflow.
Uh-huh.
I don't need everything that's out there.
Uh-huh.
I don't need everything that's enticing to the eye.
That's right.
Right. That's right.
I don't need it. Hallelujah. My spirit overflow. I'm in overflow because I got more than the basic needs.
Hallelujah.
I got more than bread and water. Air. I got more than that. So I'm in overflow.
Hallelujah.
So I'm thanking God for my overflow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
And Peter said to him, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus answered said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bojana, for flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you,
uh-huh.
but my Father which is in heaven. So you need to know who you are.
Uh-huh.
God reveals it into you, who you uh-huh. are, but we ignore that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
God said you can. You say you can't. You ignore what God's telling you.
Uh-huh.
God said you can rejoice in the midst of the trials and tribulation. And you say, I can't take no more of this.
Right.
God said you are my people.
Yeah.
And you say, I don't know who I am.
Uh-huh.
God said, you can do, and you can do,
yes.
and you can do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For he yeah. is eternal.
Yes,
he is. He never gets weary,
that's
and
right.
he never gets tired.
Thank you, God.
He doesn't sleep, and it doesn't slumber. His eyes is always on you.
Yes,
he's watching over you.
Yes.
He knows every hair of your head.
Yes.
And the hair that you used to have. He knows everything. All about you.
Amen.
He knows
everything.
Yes, he is.
He is.
Yes.
My hope and my joy.
Yes.
God said, Simon, bless and good that we reveal this to you. From the Father, which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church.
Yes.
And against the hell, which shall not prevail against it.
Yes.
God wants to build his church on your faith.
Yes.
Build all right, church on what you believe.
All right.
Not on what John believed, not on what Peter believed, but on what you believe.
Yes.
What do you say? Who do you say you are? Who are you? Are you the devil's representative or God's representative? Are you the one that knows that you can hope in Christ and know that you'll be delivered? And you're already delivered, even though you may be going through.
All right, now.
It's already been done. If you've been prepared for this, to go through this since before the foundation of the earth, you are God's eternal hope. You are God's eternal joy. You are. You have all that. For the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
You could pull out your joy.
Yes.
Who are you? You're the person that got all the joy that you need.
Yes.
To go through. Who are you? You're the person that have the joy you need to, for the spirit you need to go through whatever the situation is.
Yes,
you know, you know that in this life, you're going to have trials and tribulation.
Yes.
And many are the affliction of the righteous. But God, somebody say, but God.
But
God.
Many are the affliction of the righteous. But God. Deliver us.
Yes.
Us out of what?
Come on.
Some of them.
All of them.
All of them.
Most of them.
All of them.
And so why do we say that he didn't mean in this case? God will deliver.
He
delivers out of all of your afflictions.
Thank you.
So tell somebody this too.
This too.
So he brought me through this, he brought me through that, and this too will pass.
Amen.
It may seem like it's not going to pass. It may feel like it's not going to pass. It may feel like you can't take it no longer, but this too
shall
pass.
Because
I'm walking in the overflow.
Amen.
I'm living in the overflow. I am the blessed seed of Abraham. Let me be the blessed seed of God.
Lord, yes.
But God said, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Okay.
Hallelujah. We are heirs to the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
We are who God said that.
All right, now.
So let us say this three times. I am who God said I am.
I am who God said I am.
And nothing else. You are who God said you. You are God's eternal hope. Because he made you for a purpose.
Amen.
Okay. And he prepared a place for you.
Amen.
In his kingdom.
Amen.
So you don't have to worry about your little property down here. He got a mansion waiting for you up there.
All right,
Okay. Thank you. Down here, you got to pay taxes. Up there, you don't have to pay no tax.
All right.
Now, here you got a light bill. Up there, you won't need no lights.
Amen.
Okay.
Now, amen. Here you got an easy chair. Up there, you won't need no easy chair.
That's right, man. Yeah.
Amen.
Because you praise God and never get tired.
Amen. Jesus, Lord.
You are that person.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
God has prepared a place for you.
God is in His kingdom.
Reward you for your eternal joy. Reward you with eternal hope. Reward you with eternal satisfaction.
Yes.
And the devil will cease from trouble.
Yes.
And the weak, weary shall be at rest.
Amen. Amen.
Over there, you are the bride of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And what you're doing now is getting your gown ready.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
So that when it comes, you'll find it without a spot or wrinkle.
Amen.
Yes, and you'll be ready to go into the marriage.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are the bride of Jesus. You are. All right. God's child.
Amen.
All right. You are His seed.
Amen. Amen.
And you are the brother of Jesus.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
God bless. Keep in mind now. You build this church based on your faith, based on your testimony. Based on who you believe. Based Amen. On who and what you believe. Okay. We're giving that to you in the key.
Amen.
And the keys is the word of God.
Hallelujah.
With the word of God, you can unlock every door.
Yes, Amen.
That's closed in your face. And lock up everything that got a pitfall behind it.
Amen.
So keys work both ways. They lock and unlock.
Yes.
All right, man.
Okay. Keep in mind now, the devil may be locked you out for something, but he can't keep you from out of there because you got the keys.
Amen.
Any door that's locked in your place, in your face, in your life, any door,
uh-huh.
You have the keys to open them up.
Amen.
Amen.
And pass on through that situation.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Don't get there on your way halfway through the trial. And just because it came into a locked door, so I can't go no further. Use your key.
Yes. Yes.
You are the one who has the possession of the keys. Who are you? I am who he who has possession of the keys of the kingdom.
Amen.
Amen.
You got it all. You got it all. Then you got it all.
You got it all.
Hello.
Hello.
Use it to the glory of God.
Yes.
Yes.
I bless you and amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Good sermon, Pastor. Good sermon.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, God. God be the glory.
Thank you. Thank God for
Amen.
For His word.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Deliver. Thank you, Lord.
Thank God for the word. Yes.
Thank you, man. Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, man.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
And testimony or announcements.
Good morning, church family. Just we thank God for the message this morning. Enjoy that, Pastor.
Yes.
And thank God for everyone on Zoom this morning. It's a blessing to be here.
Yes, it is.
Just want to announce again, and just remind everybody, 2 weeks from today, we will be celebrating our pastor's anniversary, recognizing Pastor Burnett for being with us and laboring with us for 44 years. And we thank God for him. That will be on the first Sunday in December. Our speaker will be that morning, Pastor Capus from St. Joseph Freewood Baptist Church. And we will ask everybody that can and will, if you can be a blessing and give $100 towards our pastor's anniversary. And if you can't, just give what you can. Be in prayer for the service. We ask everyone to be in prayer for him and his family. Amen. We thank God for him. We apply to him. And we thank everyone for everything that you do. Thank you.
Is the Zoom going to be the same Zoom every Sunday? Because last year you had a different Zoom.
Yes, there's, if you go out there to the church website, there is just one just specifically for that one. It's out there on the church website.
Okay.
It's not going to be this one because... the ID is one that I have since I'm going to be getting up with the Pastor Capers so that he could have control.
Thank you. You got that, Mary?
Yes.
Yeah, just go out to the church website and as soon as you go on the front page, you'll see it. You can go ahead and test it out and it should tell you Pastor's anniversary, 44th anniversary.
If you see that, my sister missed it last year.
Okay.
So that's why I said that.
Okay.
Also, I would like to ask the church to be in prayer for my father, Brother Robert Lewis. He is in Greenville Hospital, and they're running tests on him. Making sure he don't have any clots or nothing like that. So he's that's been be in prayer. Amen. We hoping that God will continue to bless him and bring him through.
Amen.
Amen.
Right then. This that is time in case somebody wants to take off. Now to him, like they present us spotless by the precious throne of God. May the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with him, and forevermore. And everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.